What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ravens done on the practice field another day at training camp. And let's head out to the Window Nation fan guest hotline. Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. He joins us now. Jonas, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Maybe it's just me. I'm really curious at the way Harbs has been answering these Robert Longerbeam questions. Do you have any idea why this seems to be so, I guess, confusing, at least to me?
Nothing crystal clear. So I just kind of err on the side of caution, but it does remind me a little bit of, in a way, in a kind of weird inverted way, of the J.K. Dobbins situation during his final years in Baltimore. Where he wanted a surgery and the Ravens didn't want a surgery. And there was some dissent about what exactly was the best course of action medically for both sides. Obviously there was somewhat of a happy ending there because JK got a surgery and the Ravens were kind of better for it. So maybe, we're in the same situation here with Longerbeam. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's kind of much ado about nothing, cause I don't think he was really going to help this team one way or the other, unless he got a lot better than the guy that we saw in training camp. So hopefully this is, the best course of action for all involved. And the Ravens have a still elite secondary and Longerbeam comes back in year two better than he was in year one.
Jonas, let's look back to last week. It's only one game. It's only the preseason, but special teams were a big area of concern for this team last year. A lot of question marks this year with a rookie kicker and a rookie punt returner. Wester had the 87-yard punt return for a touchdown. Loop was able to bounce back after missing his first kick. Ali, Keaton Mitchell had some nice kick returns. What did you think of the special teams as a whole?
Yeah, it looked like special teams of old in Baltimore, where we are accustomed to seeing top five unit year in, year out. Obviously, I think it would be unrealistic for anyone to expect an 87-yard touchdown every game or every other game or every other game. But just to have that aggressiveness and to have that kind of dynamism, it's kind of easy to forget that last year they went through four punt returners and they went through the last three, I think, in a pretty quick span once, guys stopped holding onto the ball or just stopped being aggressive with it. I mean, obviously that game against the Eagles was just a complete disaster with muff punts and not aggressively fielding. I think Tylan, obviously, probably that was probably the end of the line for him in terms of that, getting serious opportunities. But as long as Jontay Wester can keep holding onto the ball, which he has done more reliably as a punt returner than he has as a receiver in camp, then it seems like the job is his. And then, if you just get above average play from Jordan Stout, which I think is possible, and average to above average play from Tyler Loop, which I think is also possible, then you've got a special teams unit that probably won't be your ultimate downfall in January and perhaps February.
We talked a little bit very early in the show today, and haven't gotten back to it, about a little bit of concern about the O-line. And I think you can get by with replacement level or maybe slightly below replacement level guards if your tackles and centers are playing at a Pro Bowl level, and that might be the case, but we're not going to know that in the preseason because a lot of those guys aren't going to play. And so we'll see if people step up. And then it sounds like some of the practices over the weekend were a little janky and a lot of frustration. Lamar spiking the ball a couple times. Harbs, I guess, having mass substitutions when they can't get ball snapped properly. Where is this offensive line right now?
It's definitely still developing. It's definitely still getting there. I think it was a good sign that Thursday, even though we didn't see anywhere close to the full first string starting off of the line, was pretty clean in terms of the pre-snap business that was going on. So give these guys some grace that after as many hours as they put in, you know, these guys are practicing at the end of long days, unlike a lot of other teams who make practice the first part of their day or the middle part of their day. The Ravens are literally ending their days at the facility with these 2.5 hour practices. Mm-hmm. So I think I tend to be a little bit more forgiving of these guys having some mental hiccups in terms of their execution and stuff. So, and you know, they've got 3.5-4 weeks, whatever we're at in terms of that week one. So you trust that they'll be able to get things settled down. Obviously on Thursday, they had the benefit of playing before a relatively small home field advantage crowd. It probably will be a little bit different when they go to Dallas and maybe things are a little bit louder and we'll see exactly how the operation goes there. But, you know, year one, I think, for all intents and purposes, was pretty good in terms of Lamar embracing cadence. And I think, I don't know how much has changed for the offense, but you would expect that him having that continuity with the rest of the line going into year two, things would be as smooth, if not smoother. So I'm optimistic. But obviously, if we get to week one and it's just a raucous Buffalo crowd and the Ravens can't do anything before the snap, then certainly we're going to look back at this training camp in the summer wondering what exactly they were doing that didn't have them prepared for week one.
Talking with Jonas Schaefer, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Jonas, neither Kyle Hamilton or Keaton Mitchell practiced today. Are you concerned about either one of them?
No. I think Jeff Schroeder reported it was just a minor groin injury for Keaton. So, you know, obviously he was never a guy that they were going to rely on a huge amount, even if week one was this week. But you just trust that, you know, it is a minor thing that they'll be able to get him ready for the opener. And, you know, Kyle was running on the adjacent field yesterday. I didn't see him out there today. But you just trust that, you know, again, he's dealt with kind of these minor things throughout his career. Probably we're going to have to deal with these minor things throughout his career. And you just trust that, you know, of anyone on this team who can kind of have that superhero healing factor when, you know, push comes to shove and you need these guys to actually get out on the field, Kyle will be there, you know, with his sword drawn. So I have no fear about him missing any time or missing any time that leads to an interruption in what this defense is trying to get done. Obviously, you know, it's a little bit of a different defense with Sanusi came back there as opposed to Kyle Hamilton. But I still think he feels good about where this defense is and especially where Kyle is relative to where they need him to be.
Jonas, David Ajabo met with the media today. He was asked about being on this roster bubble. He had that sack, free run, at Anthony Richardson, unfortunately hurt Richardson, last Thursday. Do you see the Ravens keeping six edge guys and Ajabo making this club?
I think you can use, I know it's kind of weird to do, but you can sometimes read into what Ravens PR does as an indication of where the coaching staff thinks these guys are, and they tend to not put guys up at the podium who they don't think will make the team. So even though we are two preseason games away from that final roster cutdown, I think it's a good sign that, you know, they lumped David Ajabo in with Tavius Robinson, and David Ajabo felt good about his camp. It seems like the coaches feel good about his camp. I think some of the injuries at cornerback have maybe helped the battle for that sixth outside linebacker spot in terms of the 53-man roster construction. Like, I would probably feel better about getting David Ajabo onto my team and trying to sneak a Reuben Lowry onto that 53 or onto the practice squad and then elevating him later if you really kind of, when push comes to shove, with those two decisions. But we'll see. I mean, if it's just a total pumpkin effort from David Ajabo these next two games and he's, you know, only average against the run and he's not giving you anything on special teams and, you know, the pass rush juice, which I think I did see on Thursday, this isn't there for whatever reason, then maybe they'll have to go in a different direction. But I do like, you know, the kind of way that he's trending.
Mike Green just seems to be a little different than what we've seen around here for a while in terms of the pliability, the different ways to bend that edge, just the type of athlete he is, coupled with a guy who seems to have some understanding of the mental side of pass rush as well. It just, I don't know, Jonas, that just looked like, that looked different to me.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Yeah, before I answer your question earnestly, Jason, let me just kind of pull the room here. The photo of him that went viral that I think Ryan Mink of the Ravens shared, am I on the wrong here in thinking that was the hype for that photo was a little bit overblown because that was a play in which Mike Green is getting pushed to the ground, and so everything looks a little bit closer to the supernatural than what it would be?
I haven't even seen it, so I
Jonas, don't buzzkill that photo. It's
I don't know anything about the photo. I honestly just you know what I mean? I had really good seats. We were in the club level, literally right at the 50-yard line, and you know, with the occasional binoculars, and I was keeping a close eye on him, and he just it looked. Again, I get it. It's August. It's the first preseason game. I've seen a lot of football. That looked different to me than the kind of dudes they've been trumping out for the last 5 or 6 years telling you are pass rushers.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, I put together like a 10-play highlight reel or something on Friday if you guys want to, you know, check out my Twitter feed.
Yes.
Like 90 seconds long. And so he is not like overwhelmingly dominant, I would say, just based on that collection of plays. But the traits are definitely there, and they are really impressive. And, you know, I know a lot of people had Mike Green and Abdul Carter lumped pretty closely together as their pass rushers. And I think if you were to compare one to the other, you would say that Abdul Carter, at least based on what he showed against Deion freaking Dawkins against Buffalo the other day, appears to be in a class above Mike Green. But that's, you know, you shouldn't really be disappointed at that. But I think Mike, based on the bend that he has, just the way that he's able to kind of soften the edge, the fact that you could reliably throw him out there as a run defender on early downs if you want to and not feel any hesitations or reservations whatsoever, I think is a great sign because, you know, so much about this defense is where exactly is the pressure coming from? Where are these simulated pressures? Where are these creepers coming from? Is it a 4-man rush? Is it a 6-man rush? And if you could have Mike Green, you know, before the snap looking like the tip of the spear, and then he drops into coverage and you have two guys coming from the weak side and your offensive line is just completely bamboozled because they thought that Mike Green was going to be the, like I said, the tip of the spear, then you've already kind of won the battle before the snap. So I think the fact that he is more versatile than I expected him to be, and all those athletic traits are still enough to get the kind of edge that you need to as a pass rusher. I think it's a great, great sign overall for just the health of that pass rush ecosystem.
Jonas Schaefer covers the Ravens for the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ravens done practicing today. They spoke after practice. We'll hear some of that. What did the Ravens have to say after training camp practice? You'll hear it next here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.